time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Shelley Joness. She's with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. She's a public health educator on the tobacco side. We're going to talk about vaping, and this is a subject that I don't know a lot about. I mean, I've done some research and done a few readings and things, but she is the tobacco expert and the vaping expert. We're going to talk about this because it is something that is very pertinent information for here in the area, and it's very prevalent in our area as well. Shelley Jo, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So for those that may not know out there, what is vaping? And there are some differences between vaping and tobacco and things like that. So let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, vaping is a device that is a battery-powered smoking device, basically. And you can either fill it like with e-juice, or some of them already come with a little tiny e-cartridge. And that is actually equivalent to 20 cigarettes, one full pack of cigarettes, the little cartridges. And it's very tiny, so it's very, very strong with the nicotine in there.
So this was something that, and I think when it first came out, people were kind of looking at it as an alternative to cigarettes.
Yes, they were.
But it's not necessarily a safe alternative to cigarettes.
It's actually really not. There's a lot of research that still needs to be done on these and on the long-term effects of vaping. So we're kind of evolving with it. But it's really become a popular alternative to smoking, and not only with adults, but as well with our youth.
And that was one thing that we kind of touched on when we were off the air is it seems to gravitate toward the youth that can do this. And once again, this is a controlled substance just like tobacco.
Yes, you have to be 21 years of age to even possess and to purchase.
And you were saying that the chemical breakdown of some of this stuff isn't really any safer than what's in a cigarette at all.
No. There's actually at least 60 different toxins that are inside of the vape juice itself. And all depends if it has nicotine and if it doesn't, but they're all harmful. Like, there's two chemicals I do want to kind of touch on. One is formaldehyde, and that's what they use to preserve, you know, dead bodies. And so you're also inhaling that as well as benzene, and that's found in car exhaust.
So with those two chemicals in it, and as I said, you know, when they first came out, they kind of were an alternative. They were, even some of them were kind of tabbed as part of a, like a cessation program to get you away from smoking, right?
Yes, they were.
But they're not any, it's not any safer.
No, it's all of those chemicals going into your body, and it's actually feeling like bringing up like with popcorn lung. People are having their lungs collapse on some of them, and that's our youth that's having that happen.
And once again, you were saying that this is, you're finding that it's really a problem. It's very prevalent in the youth because they think that, you know, everybody's doing that and that's the way they are. Mm-hmm. But it's not readily available to them either.
No, they usually have to find somebody to purchase it for them. Or else sometimes they can buy it online, which we are trying to, there's a lot of laws trying to get, you know, to get that to stop. Which I feel like that's going to happen. And right now in the state of Utah, it's illegal to purchase them online.
So you can't purchase it online at all.
No.
And you were saying something about, you know, if you've got people that are maybe wondering what these devices look like and, you know, what are kind of questioning and have questions about that. You actually have some down at the office, right? That
yes.
That people can come look at. Let's talk about that for a sec.
Well, you can actually, I mean, they can be sitting there along with all of your child's stuff on their in their bedroom, and it's really hard to decide which one is a vape. That's how much they blend in. And they're even inside of their strings of their sweaters, in their backpacks. They look like pencils. They look like USB devices. They look like whiteout. Some even like the inhalers for asthma and toothpicks as well.
And so they can get all these different different vapes, and it's just something that people need, and I think, as you said, you're finding out more and more every day, but I think this is something that needs to be front and center, and people need to, you know, look at the information and find as much information as they can on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are a great place to start, so let's talk about some of the info that they can get from you guys down there at the health department.
They can come down and they can touch and feel, and I can show them all of the vapes that we do have, and then also show them some different products that the children can buy at Walmart that they put inside of their vapes. So if they have a jar of that, I won't disclose that on the air, but if they want to know what that is, I can also show them that and what it's used for. Some of the smells that they can kind of look for, and some like how their child is acting. There's different ways you can kind of tell. And then we also have the quit lines. There's one for My Life, My Quit, and it's for ages 12 to 17. And the kids can text into that and kind of give them tips on how to stay away from that, from vaping, and how to say no to deal with peer pressure. And people also, I want to bring up real quick about secondhand vaping. It's just as bad as vaping. So it's like you're taking in the same, the chemicals, and it's really, it's not a water vapor like a lot of people are misled on. It's actually an aerosol.
And so the secondhand vaping is just as bad for you as secondhand smoke then?
Yes.
And it can happen to just anybody. And you've got to be careful around these things because, yes, it is not a safe alternative to smoking.
No, nicotine or not.
And that's the other part of it, too, is people think that if you get one that doesn't have any nicotine in it, it's better for you. Is that,
yeah, that's
is that safe to say?
That's what people think, yes. And it's not. I mean, the only thing we should be taking into our lungs is air, the air that we breathe.
All right. So, Shelly, did we cover everything? Did we get everything out of the way there that you needed to talk about?
Yeah, I believe so. If anybody wants any more information, they can call me at the health department, and I'd be more than happy to show them some stuff and go over a few things if they have any questions or concerns.
Okay, so if you've got questions about this, if you want to see the vapes, what they look like, what to look for, all of that, just head on down to the health department, and they are more than willing to help you. They have all the tools that you would need to get in and find out what vaping is all about. And it sounds like it's really just, it's not safe. It's not a safe alternative to smoking. So just remember that when you think about doing it, or if you see someone, see your kids or something that are doing it, it's not a safe alternative.
No, it's not.
And you also, it's once again, 21 and over.
Yes, 21 and over.
So there you have it, the facts about vaping. Shelly, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, or listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.